So today that we gather just in this room at this point to talk about the state and the trajectory of the state. And we said at that time that the state was at a crossroads, that New Yorkers were hurting, about 800,000 people unemployed or underemployed. The economy had wreaked hardship and anxiety all across the state, and people needed help. The government, however, was filled with scandal, it was ineffective, it was rife with partisanship. And the state was divided in many ways. Divided upstate, downstate, millionaires, middle class, gay, straight, Democrats, and Republicans. We had a fiscal deficit, which was the most pronounced problem. But maybe even a more difficult problem was the trust deficit, the performance deficit, the integrity deficit that the state was also suffering from. New Yorkers deserved better than they were getting, and New Yorkers knew it. Our Capitol was a symbol of the deterioration and the decline. It was under renovation for 11 years, believe it or not, scheduled to take 4 more years. By the time the renovation was finished, we would have had to start a renovation all over again. The situation was grim. Our people had problems, and our government didn't have the capacity or the credibility to be of service. We were at a crossroads, we had a choice to make, and we made the choice. We could have remained dysfunctional and divided, or come together to reestablish the government of the state of New York, and to go forward to rebuild our state. Well, we made the right choice. We chose to begin to change the culture of Albany, to put people first, to rebuild the trust, to restore our deteriorating capital. The 234th legislative session had an historic success for the people of this state, period.